Hey, it's me again, E-Master from Cross Border Gaming. I'm on my last night shift of work, so I tried the last two times now to make a review for Zenith Box Office Smash, or BOS, as it will be known as from here on. But the thing is, only the Audioboo application kept cutting out on me, which pissed me off. And I did it three times. Three times I recorded the review, and it just—I don't know why—but it would keep screwing up, and I would not know why. But whatever. So, anyways, Box Office Smash. It's a definite improvement over the over its predecessor. There's definitely a lot more animations in it, and quite a lot more options in the gameplay. I definitely find more replay value in this game because I shelved the first one. I got this game through Goose X, so that's a bit different. So it's actually a lot of fun. And a lot more fun than its predecessor, like I said. And the kicker is, and this is my favorite part about it, it's got avatar support. So you can actually use your avatars in the game, are actually represented physically, holding the same controller that you're holding in your hand, which is those buzzer controllers, which I thought was pretty neat. I got it through Goose X, so I didn't pay for it technically. Now, my only gripe with the game is, other than the questions being, pretty hard, even for a guy like me who's watched a lot of movies and that in multiple languages, the questions are really hard. And a lot of movies that are in the in this game, I've never even heard of, because some of them are from the 60s and 50s. So, I'm 29. I'm not gonna know that shit. But whatever. So, I played it. It was fun. My only problem, and like I said, my only big gripe with the game is how much it costs. In the United States, the game costs $39.99 American, and here it costs $39.99 Canadian. Now, that's if you get the standard edition. If you want to get the one that has the buzzer controller, the wireless buzzer controllers, then you're adding an additional $10 to $15. That is too much, in my opinion, even for, a quiz game that, I understand there's a lot of licensing involved in this game, which they needed in order to complete it and finish the questions and all that shit. But it's honestly too much for a game like this. I mean, it's not like you're playing a hardcore game or anything like that, but I'm guessing, like, I know a 30-second clip of a movie, or in this case, a good 2-minute clip of a movie, or 1-minute clip, I don't know how long the clips are, could cost you anywhere from, 10 to $15,000 US, as far as I've heard. So it's a lot, and it's not something that I would generally do, but whatever, that's their thing. But I would say that it is a good game, but not for $40. I would highly recommend that you would get it elsewhere, like Goose X or your local used game shop. Probably not EB Games or GameStop, because it would just cost you $5 less than what the new one cost you. So, I mean, it's a great game if you want to play it with a lot of people, but if you're playing it solo, it can get boring really fast. But it is awesome for achievements. So, there's a lot of cool shit you can do with it. But if you have a lot of friends over in a dorm room or something like that, and you have this game, it's a lot of fun. But anybody who's only been watching or has movie knowledge of movies from the last 10 to 20 years, they're not going to enjoy this game because they're not going to know shit about the questions, and they'll probably be easy prey if you want to beat them. The online functionality kind of sucks, which I have to say in less than 20 seconds, because there's nobody online playing it. I'm guessing because everybody who has it doesn't play it anymore, and whoever is, I don't know if it's region locked. Anyways, check out crossbordergaming.com, and we'll see you there. See you later.